You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we'll learn how police recruits determine if someone has had too much to drink. One of our producers signed up as a volunteer for field sobriety training with police officers learning the job. She'll share her experience.
First, a bill in the state legislature aims to reduce the burden of student debt in Wisconsin. And according to the authors, the legislation would be the first of its kind in the nation.
The bill would allow Wisconsin citizens to refinance their student loan debt and receive a tax deduction on their repayments. The authors of the bill held a public hearing yesterday, which drew a packed house of both supporters and critics questioning the bill's effectiveness.
Joining us now is one of the authors of the bill, Dave Hansen, Democratic State Senator from Green Bay. Senator Hansen, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be on.
Well, let's talk about your plan and how it came about. Why do you think this is needed right now?
Well, first of all, we were overwhelmed by the support yesterday. And in fact, 19 people testified in favor, 3 only for information only, 53 registered in favor, no one registered as opposed. So they may have had some questions, but many more also provided written submissions. So we're very excited about that, and we have another hearing on Monday in the Assembly. We're just hoping we're headed in the right direction to really do something good for the state of Wisconsin and grow our economy.
What kinds of perspectives did you hear at the hearing?
Well, what I've noted, and it was so crowded I couldn't stay for the whole thing, but basically there's a real problem out there. There are 753,000 Wisconsinites with an average debt of $27,000, a lot of people with a lot more, and it takes 18 and a half years to pay it off, so we're talking about $400 a month. And one of the saddest things I've just seen recently, the federal government in the last 6 years made $66 billion on the backs of the students, and it's projected in the next 10 years they're going to get another $185 billion. So that is what's causing, I think, a downturn in the economy, and young people that got into it, who are now getting older, are really stuck for a long, long time with a lot of debt.
Now, we've been hearing about how student debt is a problem in all states, but how extensive is it in Wisconsin?
Well, like I say, 753,000 people that we know about that are with the public debt, but there are private loans out there that we're not aware of. So we're just trying. I think the key thing is we'd be the first state in the country. We would be the pioneer. Other states have seen what we're trying to do, and they're looking for a copy of our bill. And I know in Washington, D.C., the Democratic U.S. senators have been looking at it and saying, this is just absolutely wrong. And, it, you know, people who get into education, tech schools, colleges, they think they're doing the right thing and end up with such terrible, terrible debt. And if we could remove some of that, we could really, truly grow our economy.
Now, the primary feature of the bill is to let students refinance their loans at lower interest rates through a new body called the Wisconsin Student Loan Refinancing Authority. Can you run us through how that would work?
Well, it would be modeled after our Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. There would be bonding authority. And basically, we would buy up the loans and allow the students, if they chose, you know, the option of taking a lower rate. And we understand there's people out there yesterday that I met 6%, 8%, and maybe some private loans a lot higher than that in double digits. And the chairperson of the committee asked, well, what if, you know, they already have a low rate? We wouldn't make anybody take a higher rate. The idea is to take a higher rate and put more money in the economy so people would have the opportunity to refinance like they can for an automobile or for a home at a lower rate, where they could maybe buy a home rather than rent and buy a new car rather than a used car. So it's, you know, and I think we've got a lot of interest and a lot of support because it is truly a huge issue.
Now, as you said, people who have mortgages, people who buy a car, they are allowed to refinance, certainly mortgages. Why do you think it has, I guess, taken this long to see legislation like this be proposed?
Obviously, tuition has been going up at a tremendous rate, except for the last few years now, where we've been able to put into the future, you know, a tuition freeze, which is a good thing. And, you know, they've talked a lot about in the state capitol providing parents and grandparents the opportunity to provide money in EdVest. But we're talking about students that are stuck and really stuck with $300, $400, $500 a month for 18 or 19 years. That's money that's not being spent in the economy. And the federal government is just making oodles and oodles of money. So we'd like to change that, the ability to refinance a loan, as well as a tax deduction. People could be saving a lot of money and growing the economy as a result.
Are you seeing any kind of opposition to it so far?
Well, the Republicans, we fought real hard. I've, you know, a Senate organization that I'm in, And on the floor of the state Senate, I kept asking for a hearing, And lo and behold, we got the hearing. But that's no guarantee that something's going to pass. We have our hopes. If they'd like to tweak it a little bit, that's fine. But really, we see this as a major problem in our state. And our ability, you know, for our residents to be able to refinance and have more money to spend is just an unbelievable opportunity.
What are the concerns of the Republicans that you've spoken with?
Well, one of the things, one of the local bankers said it was about security in the loan. Well, if you know anything about a student loan, it's what they call non-dischargeable debt. So when you're bankrupt, guess what? That loan stays with you, does not go away. When you die, it's still with your estate. So it's like one of the toughest debts ever to get rid of. And I talked to the Chancellor of Green Bay recently, and he said it's one of the best loans out there. Our default rate in Madison, I understood, was like 1% statewide, about 7%. But this is a loan that's going to be with you, so it has to be paid. You know, I don't know if they can actually take your income taxes, your wages. I'm guessing they can if you are in default. So this is a loan that will never go away. You must pay it, and it just leaves you short on funds to buy all the other things that could grow our economy.
Now, you mentioned a tax deduction. How would that work?
Well, the tax deduction, as it's set up, could be up to, I believe it's somewhere around $7,000, where the loan and the interest could be deducted from your income tax. You know, and some people say it's double dipping or whatever, but the parents usually take, you know, the credit when the kids are going to school. So when they're out of school, it's the graduates that have to pay for it. And so we feel that's an opportunity. You could get as much, you could save as much as $1,000 a year, you know, with a higher debt, and maybe down to about $500. But $1,000 for a married couple, that would be money good, also good for the economy. So the tax deduction and the ability to have your rate reduced. And there's just a couple other features, more information for borrowers about their rights and responsibilities, and much better tracking of student loan debt and information. We don't think we have enough information except what's been reported about the $753,000.
Well, we're talking with Wisconsin lawmaker Dave Hansen right now about his higher ed lower debt bill, and you can join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. What do you think? Is it a good idea to let college graduates refinance their student loans and sometimes lower the cost? I guess in the plan, always lower the cost if it works as we're hearing. What do you think about that? Would it help ease the burden? Or do you think there is not enough security to do that, as some Republicans have voiced concerns? 1-800-642-1234. And you also talk about how this bill would address brain drain in Wisconsin, brain drain. Can you talk about that?
Actually, if a young person would come into Wisconsin and establish residency, they would be able to get a refinancing. So we have an opportunity to bring people back. You know, we always hear about the brain drain, people leaving the state. This would be an opportunity to gain some of the quality people coming back, hopefully creating jobs, money in the economy. And that's one of the things I think we've been lacking in our state with the job loss, is the consumers don't have a real amount of money to spend. And, you know, you can talk all you want about public employees taking a hit, but they did. And I think that may be one of the reasons, and the student debt is another, that we've not been able to grow the economy in our state like maybe Minnesota and other states.
Well, let's get some of our listeners in on this. We've got Allison on the line from Green Bay. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
What do you think about this? Do you think it's a good idea?
I am a huge advocate of any ways that can help students with their debt. I am not originally from Wisconsin. I moved here about 2.5 years ago from the East Coast, and I went to 2 small private liberal arts colleges, took all my student debt in my own name, not in my parents' name, and I have an undergraduate in economics and a master's in public administration, 6 figures of debt, and I work for a nonprofit. So I am the token kid graduating with too much debt that can't get hired in the field that they wanted to work in. And I love my job, and I'm actually thrilled about the Federal Loan Public Servant Loan Forgiveness Act, where you can have a portion of your debt forgiven after 10 years in the public service. But it's a great point that I'm not contributing much to the economy because I'm, you know, about to turn 26 years old and I still live with my parents, and I do not have much money after I pay for my health insurance and my student loans every month.
All right. Well, Allison, thank you so much for calling and sharing your situation with us. And does this sound typical of what you're hearing, Senator Hansen?
Very typical. We had some dentists in my office recently, dental students actually from Marquette. Their debt could approach $300,000 to $400,000, and any little bit of help for them would be greatly appreciated. And I think Allison's a really good case, someone that went out and did everything right. We had a bad downturn in the economy, and now she's facing six-figure debt. And the high interest rate, if we could get that lowered, would do a lot of good to help her. And a tax deduction, not a lot of money, but I'm sure any little bit would help, and the opportunity for her to progress in her life.
All right, let's see if we have time for one more call before the news. Eric is joining us from Amory. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric. I have a similar situation to Ashley. Actually, it's my wife, but she's got a lot of debt. She's a social worker, and a lot of her debt is in private loans. You briefly mentioned private loans. Would they also qualify under this bill?
The private loans would, because, you know, I mean, if you had a lot of equity in a private loan, you may be able to get refinanced. But I'm thinking if you've got a lot of private debt at a high rate, it's going to be very, very difficult. She would qualify as a resident. We would make that attempt to refinance and something more in the area of a 3 or 4%. I know some of the private debt, I don't know where your wife's debt is, but they could be in double digits. And, you know, it is hard, you know, for people to have that opportunity for the American dream. They did all the things right, and now they're just stuck with so much debt that, you know, they have the opportunity, if we can help them out, to grow the economy and make a difference.
We are talking with Wisconsin lawmaker Dave Hansen about his higher ed lower debt bill, and we'd love to hear from you on this at 1-800-642-1234. We'll keep going after the news. Are you someone who's struggling with student debt? Do you feel like the ability to refinance and receive tax deductions for repayments would be helpful, or do you see dangers that should be considered, like the security issue? Our number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org.
We'll pick up the conversation after this news from Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret with Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen. We're talking about his higher ed lower debt bill. You can join in at 800-642-1234. As he's told us, the ability to refinance and receive tax deductions for loan repayments would be part of the bill. Would that be helpful to you? Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? 800-642-1234.
And let's go to the phones now. We have Clinton joining us from Milwaukee County. Hi, Clinton.
Hello.
What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. This is a bad idea. It's a bad idea because it's a more perpetuation of a scam. I'm a 61-year-old disabled male. I've been victimized by the student loan laws. This scam is doing nothing but helping the bankers get their money instead of addressing the real fundamental problems.
Which
For example, as it pertains to disabled people, the student loans are not dismissible under any circumstances, as Mr. Hansen pointed out. That's part of the fundamental problem in itself.
Okay.
Now what they've done is they've changed the law, and people should be aware that if they're on Social Security disability, that is now recognized as a way to have your loans forgiven. However, that went into effect July 1st of this year. Now what they've done, and the state of Wisconsin is going to want their tax money, they taxed me for the student loans, which I feel is fair because I received the money as income. However, what's a scam about it is they're taxing me on the interest that would have been collected by the bill collectors.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Clinton. Clinton's skeptical about this, talking about there need to be more opportunities to have loans completely dismissed, and he is on disability as well. But I want to, before you respond, Senator Hansen, to Clinton, I want to read a comment on Facebook as well that dovetails a little bit with this. John on Facebook says, this is, of course, in lieu of studying the funding of higher education and why it costs so much to go to college now compared to as recently as the 70s. So are we kind of, with this bill, working on the back end of the problem instead of the cause?
I think the problem's there, and the cause hopefully can be worked on by maintaining the levels of tuition. And in an infinite wisdom in past budget, you know, the UW system was cut a lot, and they felt they had to raise the tuition. Now it's being held in line a little bit more. You know, it's a problem. Back when I went to school in many years ago, late 60s, early 70s, I think my semester tuition was like $115. So that is a major problem. But the fact is, all these people are out there with a lot of debt, and we have to do whatever we can to help them. You know, and I heard on your news broadcast somebody saying, well, you know, that means they're going to try to get more debt. I think people are going to plan better, understanding what the future is and what the opportunities are, that they hope that their education is a ticket to a good future. And if they see it as something else, maybe they will get into an apprenticeship or a trade or something else. They're going to be more broad in what they're looking at. But I think it's backward thinking to say that we can't help these people, especially with the kind of profit that's being made at the federal level.
All right. Well, Clinton, thank you for that phone call. And we go next to Alex in Milwaukee. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
My question, I guess, would be, on these loans, for example, I have a subsidized loan as well as an unsubsidized loan amounting roughly to around $10,000 in student loans. I graduated in 2010. I was wondering, is there going to be a limit on, for example, how much you're making that you would qualify to refinance your loan? Or does it matter if you're making, let's say, $90,000 a year, right? Well, how would that work?
I don't believe any income limit would be put on it. It would just give you the opportunity, the option, to have a lower rate on your student loan. And the cap, I think, as far as tax deduction, even if you had a real big student loan, I think a married couple could get like $1,000 total. So.
All right. Thank you for that call, Alex. Appreciate it. And Senator Hansen, have you explored at all adding to this different scenarios in which debt would be forgiven or dismissed?
Well, some of the things that have been talked about, you know, with people, doctors and, you know, family docs, and we found out yesterday how expensive and how much debt they have coming out, and fewer people are getting into family doctoring. You know, the ability of a nurse or a doctor to work in a rural area and get some of their debt removed, that would be another possibility, and some of that's already going on. But here we're trying to be more broad, obviously, and going to the ability to refinance when, like I said, the federal government making $66 billion in 6 years on the backs of students and graduates, to me, is just absolutely wrong.
Let's take another phone call now. We go to Saul in Milwaukee. Hi there. Is this Saul?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what do you think about the idea?
Well, I think this is a great idea, and I commend Senator Hansen on authoring this bill. For me, I actually started my college career 7 years ago, and my family couldn't afford tuition even at a state university, and so I had to rely on financial aid and student loans to pay for it. But that wasn't enough. And so 2 years into my college career, I actually had to drop out and join the Army to get the GI Bill so that I could go to school. And so from 2010 to 2013, I was in the military. I was deployed to Afghanistan. And while I was in Afghanistan, I had to make payments on my student loans because my loans lacked any common sense consumer protections for me while I was deploying. So this bill would provide so much help to students across the state in dealing with the mountain of debt that they come out with.
So while you're serving in Afghanistan, you're paying student loans?
Yes.
Saul, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Senator Hansen, what do you think when you hear a story like that?
Well, that's a great story, and I think that's what it's all about, you know, helping people like that. And Saul's a great example. You know, it's about providing opportunity and also providing freedom to get that education that you need to move forward and grow and help us grow the economy. So, you know, you can make a lot of arguments that people are going to get more student loans because we're going to try to get a lower interest rate. I think that's a bogus argument.
Let's go to one last caller here. We have Mia with us from Madison. Hi, Mia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think about the idea?
Oh, my gosh. I just want to, first of all, thank the Senate committee for taking up this bill. I was actually at the hearing yesterday at the Capitol, and I'm a junior here at UW-Madison. I will be graduating with $30,000 in student loan debt, and I, for a long time, since I was a little girl, have wanted to go to law school. And it's very scary that, unfortunately, because I have so much debt from undergrad, that although I still plan to go to law school, that I'm going to be swamped in debt even after, you know, I graduate from law school, because it's $50,000 a year. And so having a bill like this for me to be able to refinance my loans after I graduate from law school would be fantastic and help me so much. And I think it's really important that students who have these dreams of going on to professional schools, like becoming a doctor, becoming a lawyer, their dreams aren't deferred because of student loans and how shackling it can be. So I know personally for me, as someone who's aspiring to be a lawyer, this bill would be very, very helpful for me.
Well, Mia, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in. And Senator Hansen, Mia, at the hearing yesterday, she's in support of this. What is next for the bill?
Well, the assembly hearing on Monday. And hopefully both committees will have an exec, which is a vote, and then get to the floor of the Senate and the Assembly and allow these young people that want to be a lawyer or a doctor or learn a skilled trade, you know, that opportunity to live their American dream.
Well, Senator Hansen, thank you so much for joining us today.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dave Hansen, a Democratic state senator from Green Bay.